The drought is bad by several measures. This year's winter wheat harvest will likely be well below normal due to the low rain during the planting last fall. For ranchers, there isn't as much grazing land, so they'll likely have to sell their cattle earlier at lower weights. And area rivers and streams are near record low levels. Sedgwick and many other state counties are in severe drought status, and change is not in the short-term forecast. At the National Weather Service office in Wichita, meteorologists like Andy Kleinsasser are monitoring the drought. He says there's concern if the lack of rain continues for another year.
I'd venture to guess that if we have one more really dry spring and summer in 2013, that we're going to be starting to rival the droughts of the 30s and the 50s.
The Kansas Water Office manages the state's water resources and is working with communities like Wichita to address shortages. Director Tracy Streeter.
You know, they're calling for persistent drought in not only Kansas, but much of the High Plains area. So it's not good news, at least on the horizon for 2013. But that said, we'll have to wait and see whether that comes to fruition or not. But we're preparing for the advent that it's going to be another dry year in 2013.
During periods of severe drought, the Kansas Water Office has the authority to divert water to hard-hit areas, but that solution isn't practical over long distances and not necessary for the city of Wichita.
The city of Wichita relies on two sources, Cheney Reservoir and the Equus Beds Aquifer. And, of course, they have the Aquifer Storage and Recovery Project that's designed to recharge the aquifer when we have surplus flows, surface flows in the Little Arkansas River.
Cheney Reservoir provides Wichita with at least 60% of the city's drinking water, but due to the ongoing drought, the water level on the lake is roughly 40% lower than average. Kleinsasser says regular rainfall will not be enough to eliminate the drought.
In general, we need anywhere from about 5 to 9 inches additional rain on top of the normal in order to break the drought. And we can't get that all at once, obviously, because then it's just going to run off and it's not going to have time to soak into the ground and recharge those aquifers.
Atmospheric scientists study large-scale patterns to get a sense of potential weather changes in the coming months, but these long-term forecasts are subject to constant revision.
We have signs like El Nino, La Nina, some various weather patterns across the Earth. How warm and cold are the ocean waters across the Earth? But just no signs right now really point toward anything conclusive on whether or not we're going to break this drought.
Wichita City officials are now considering water restrictions for the first time in nearly two decades. The Public Works and Utilities Department will present options to the City Council at a workshop meeting on February 26th. For KMUW News, I'm Milt Radford.